Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can help turn your assets into cash. They're accepting consignments for construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call, 303-289-1600, or go to rollerauction.com/sell to inquire about selling your stuff. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Boy, as the basketball world mourned the loss of Jerry West, bang, bang, now Willie Mays has passed away. There has been some talk, not a lot of talk, but some talk, and I'm wondering what you think of this. So we know that Jerry West was the logo for the NBA. Willie Mays' catch in the World Series.
Right.
Would anybody who really follows baseball not know if they did a silhouette of that, that that is Willie Mays? Make that your logo.
Yeah. That'd be, yeah. Back to the camera.
Right.
Glove extended.
Yeah. And I understand that baseball is about hitting. I get that. But that'd be kind of stinking cool, don't you think?
That'd be pretty sick.
Right?
Yeah, in a good way. Yeah, I love me some Willie Mays. So, yeah, why not?
And here's something else that has been suggested. I don't know if it's necessarily necessary to do this, but I find the numbers interesting. The number 42 has been permanently retired, ironically, as we're talking about this on Juneteenth.
Right.
That Jackie Robinson's number was retired, 42. Should 24 be retired permanently for Willie Mays?
No. Because what Jackie Robinson did, aside from the fact that he was a fantastic ball player, rookie of the year, played 10 years in the major leagues, was really a fantastic player. But it's the lines. It was the ethnic lines and what he meant to the game, and to the game of baseball, that I think rightfully and properly should be recognized and should be honored. Willie Mays didn't have that kind of social impact on the game. I mean, there are very few that have. Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali. We know the guys that have really been in positions to have made a difference and made one.
I mean, how many times can you retire Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
I'm saying that jokingly, because how many times did he come out of retirement?
Yeah, right. Exactly. What did he win? Did he win the heavyweight championship four different times? Something like that.
Yeah.
But we remember him as much for float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. We remember him as much for taking a stand on the Vietnam War,
right,
as anything else. Right. And that's a strong thing. That was a very unpopular position to take.
Right.
So anyway, but no, Willie Mays, I hope that he's always gotten his due. He was always a guy that played with great panache,
right,
style. And he was loved for it. He had the benefit of playing in New York before they moved out of Queens and into San Francisco with the Giants in like 59, whatever right. It was.
I'll tell you what I find interesting about Willie Mays is that we don't romanticize baseball today like we did back then.
No, of course not. Okay. It's a different day.
So when you look at the great players in the 1950s, and there were so many great ones, 50s and 60s, Mays, Mantle, Clemente, Ted Williams,
Aaron.
Okay.
Later, right?
If you put all those guys in a room, there was one man who stood out amongst the rest, and that was Willie Mays. They would probably tell you he's the best player in baseball. And that is quite a list of guys that I just named, and I'm missing a lot of them.
He was a breathtaking talent.
Right.
He stole like 350 career bases. He was the finest defensive outfielder of his era and one of the greatest of all time. He was a five-tool player, might have even been the guy that invented the term five-tool player.
Right.
I mean, he could do it all. He could hit for average. He could hit for power. He had great arm strength. He had great speed. All of the things that you look for.
But you know what's funny? When you look at the NBA today, and I'm using Nikola Jokic as our example, we tend to gravitate towards highlights. We tend to gravitate towards flash and sizzle. And yes, there are lots of great NBA players today who have a ton of sizzle and, yes, a lot of steak to go with it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yes.
Okay. Great player. Lots of flash. But why did some people feel that he should be the MVP over Jokic? Because he has a lot more sizzle.
Yeah.
And that was Willie Mays, because we talked about it in the last hour. He had a lot more sizzle than Hank Aaron. But you can argue that, A, this is unarguable. Hank Aaron was known as a home run hitter.
Yes.
People forget he was a tremendous five-tool player as well.
Sure. Oh, my, Hank Aaron was one of the greatest. Well,
people remember fat Hank Aaron hitting that home run, you know, off of Al Downing. Was that who it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Al Downing.
And, you know, when he was trotting around the bases, you're thinking, unhook the trailer.
Yeah.
Because he had no speed at that point. But go back 10 years, and this was a skinny kid who could run all over the place.
Yeah, he was an absolutely fantastic player, no question
about it. But Willie Mays, always until the tail end of his career, was this rail-thin rocket.
Strong, quick bat, hit home runs like in 54, hit 41 home runs, then 51, 36, 35, 29. He was injured a little that year. 34, 39, 40, 49, 38, 47, 52.
And then throwing all of the.
Just was crushed.
Wait, just for fun.
And never struck out more than 92 times in a season in his career.
Okay. So give me those home runs. Give me a swath of 5 years with home runs. And then look at the stolen bases to compare if you're going to put together five seasons.
I'll give you five seasons for him.
Okay.
When his power numbers were indisputable.
Okay, and then throw in stolen bases.
And I will do this, although this is interesting. This swath is from the time in 1961 where he was 30 years old.
Okay.
Till 1965 at the age of 34.
Okay.
40, 49, 38, 47, and 52.
Okay.
Home runs.
Okay, now I'm going to throw something at you. 34, 46, 37, 33, 42. Pretty comparable?
Very.
Okay, now give me your stolen bases.
At this point for Mays, it would be 25, 18, 18, 8, and 19.
Okay, these are mine. 39, 29, 29, 31, 40.
Yeah, that's
pretty comparable, right?
Actually better.
Good. That is Barry Bonds pre-steroids.
Oh, he was, yeah.
That was Barry Bonds pre-steroids. On base percentage, give me that swath that you have in your five-year plan. What do you got there on base percentage?
On base percentage, 398, 394, 390, 425, 400.
456, 458, 426, 431, 461.
Right.
The last year that I mentioned was 1996, well before Barry Bonds started rubbing his body with cream. Home runs, power, on-base percentage, and oh, by the way, when you talked about strikeouts, I'll give you the strikeouts that Barry Bonds had. 69, 79, 43, 83, 76.
Yeah.
None of them
still a good touch still a 90. Very good contact hitter.
Right.
Still a very good hitter. Fantastic player.
Right. You can make the case, Barry Bonds, even before he did steroids, was as good, if not a better, all-around player than Willie Mays. The numbers just told you that. The number, and oh, by the way, as far as batting average goes, Willie Mays wasn't some great batting average guy like a Rod Carew. He was really good.
301 career hitter.
Okay. And for Barry Bonds, in that swath I gave you, hit 311, 336, 312, 294, 308.
Yeah. They were very similar.
They were comparable
very
players.
Very comparable, yeah. Right down to war, runs batted in.
Are you looking at Barry Bonds' war?
Yeah, his war was 162. I think Mays was 158.
Right.
So, I mean, they were and very similar.
And by the way, I started all of this in 1992 when he was still playing with the Pirates. Mm-hmm. His war was 9, 9.7, 6, 7.3, 9.4, 8.0. Same guy.
Yeah.
Same exact guy. Poor Bobby. Poor Bobby Bonds.
Yeah, Bobby Bonds was a good player in his own right.
He was a good player.
He was a very fine player in his own right.
But his son and his best friend were miles ahead.
No question. Yeah. And it would have been wonderful to have looked at Barry Bonds without the veil of, because he was just such a tremendous player.
Well, here's the biggest difference between Willie Mays and Barry Bonds, and it has nothing to do with steroids. One was revered and loved.
Yes.
And the other was reviled as a human being.
As a teammate.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
You name it. He was not liked at all.
I know a couple of guys that played with him that just were like, everything that you've heard about him
is true.
Is true times two. And it just ridiculous. And it's a shame.
Coming up after the break. Odds are out for the NBA title next year. Celtics overwhelming favorite. How far behind are the Nuggets? And how much further behind will they fall if KCP doesn't come back? And what if they trade Michael Porter Jr.? That's next. I hope and I pray that you believe me when I say this love will never fade away. Trees went back. Me and Dale were singing. I was blind, yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me, working on a mystery, going wherever it leads.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. SmileLifeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash. They're accepting consignments for construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, a whole lot more. Just give them a call and see if you can get involved in one of their auctions consignment-wise. 303-289-1600. Go to rollerauction.com/sell. to inquire about selling your stuff. In the meantime, if you are looking for authentic Cajun cuisine, no one does it better than my buddy Mike Goldman. He's the executive chef and owner at Nola Jane. Their catfish on dirty rice is incredible. You got to start with their award-winning sausage gumbo over dirty rice, which is amazing as well. Crawfish etouffee is outstanding. Sounds good, right? I mean, if you've never been to New Orleans and you don't plan on going to New Orleans, get a piece of New Orleans off of Market Street in Lodo. And if you want the hurricane, like they have at Patty O'Brien's, this is better too because it's not loaded up with sugar. When you get drunk, you want to pass out. You don't want to be flying. So they use actual juice, not just sugar juice. So good. Nola Jane, you can find them in Lodo. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Odds are out to win the NBA title next season. Celtics, overwhelming favorites. Most sports books have them at 3-1. Nuggets way behind, although they're number 2, at 7.5-1. What's going to happen to those odds if KCP walks out the door?
Well, they wouldn't be as good, obviously. I mean, although one door closes, another one opens. They'd have to replace them in some shape or fashion. But I don't know. I mean, I look at it this way. The Nuggets are the odds-on favorite right now in the West.
Yep. I mean, not overwhelming.
Oh, no. But I mean, at least you've got that going for
you. I mean, the gap between the Nuggets and, say, Dallas, Oklahoma City, Minnesota is far closer than it is between the Nuggets and the Celtics.
No question about it. Right. So, I mean, this far out, odds are what they are. More odd than they are odds. But, okay, fine. To me, the Nuggets are still a player. The Nuggets are a player in the NBA.
Yep.
There are a fair amount of other teams that are players in the NBA. I'd rather start as one of those guys towards the front of the line and then go from there. But no, we wait now with some bated breath. I mean, we are, I think, 10 days away. I think the 29th is his KCP's day to announce.
Or correct.
Has to be.
And Reggie Jackson is the 25th, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And I would be surprised if he doesn't pick up that option.
Yeah, me too. So we'll see, but conversation could be and should be going on right now. And you would like to think that the Nuggets could get out in front of this and have this thing all done by the time that decision has to be made.
Let's say KCP gets a new deal.
Okay.
Do you believe that the Nuggets could get better if they find the right deal trading MPJ? Because really, they're trying to free up some flexibility by trading him. They like him.
Yes.
He has upside.
Yes.
What's yes?
Yes, they could get better.
Okay.
Because I think MPJ can bring you a 2-for-1. And you're losing salary.
Yep.
So if you get, now you got to get the right two guys, obviously. And you've got to do it at a cost that helps the bottom line. Problem with Michael Porter Jr. isn't Michael Porter Jr. in and of himself. It's the salary that they're paying him.
Vegas isn't always right.
Right.
Okay. But a lot of times they are. Mm-hmm. So what would the Nuggets have to do to close the gap on the Celtics as they are basing these odds on their current rosters? They would have to make a trade.
Yes, probably. At this point. And the only guy you're trading is MPJ.
Yep.
There's no one else in the trade pipeline. You're not trading Jamal Murray. You're not trading Aaron Gordon. You're just not. You're sure as hell not trading 15.
No.
let's be sure we're all on the same page there.
What can you get in return for him?
Oh my God. King's ransom. Wouldn't probably like the team that you were watching next year, but, you know. I mean, Jokic, to me, makes you want to watch the Nuggets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's plain and simple for me. And the fact that he raises the level of everyone around him, makes him someone that you need to appreciate for every moment that you have him, because that's a unique talent.
Right.
So we'll see. My guess is I'm still not sure whether they go into this season with MPJ. That's still intriguing to me, because to your point and to your question, I think that if you get the right guys and you can accomplish two things, get the two right guys, which is moving parts and is fluid and is a challenge, and cut salary to some degree, you win.
Coming up after the break, is it fair to say that some teams in the NFL will be a little bit leery about drafting Shedeur Sanders because of Deion and his influence? Do you think some teams might be concerned about that? Some teams.
Yes.
Well, if you're concerned about Deion Sanders, are you even more concerned about LeBron James with what is going on with Bronny James? We'll tell you what's going on next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash. They're accepting consignments of construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call. See if you can consign your stuff. 303-289-1600 or go to rollerauction.com/sell. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Okay, so LeBron James' son, Bronny James, is projected by many to be a second-round pick. Yet, a report in late May said that James, Bronny, only had pre-draft workouts scheduled with the Lakers and the Suns. The report also said James does not want to be signed to a two-way contract, which is common with a second-round pick. His representatives are concerned with the team's plan to develop him. Well, USC couldn't, so, I mean, well, why shouldn't an NBA team be able to do it, right? On Tuesday, ESPN reported the teams are having problems trying to get Bronny in to evaluate him, and then it went on to report, teams cannot get Bronny into the building. Fathers always want what is best for their children, but is LeBron potentially killing the prospects for his son?
Well, I think he's actually enhancing them, because I don't think this kid, I may, and I could be wrong.
How is he enhancing it?
Because
if his last name isn't James, I get it.
That's it. I mean, if this kid
last name is Johnson.
I've seen Bronny James play like four times. That's it.
How memorable was it?
I saw one memorable dunk in the open court in a game against like Cal that was okay. That kind of looks that looks the part, but he was not a great player at USC. And it's not, and I know that the draft works differently now. You're basically doing everything's a future pick, right?
Yep.
So you're picking a player for what he is probably 2 or 3 years down the road.
Like Peyton Watson.
Right. Absolutely. Although Peyton Watson's 6'8"
yep.
with a 7-foot wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
Bronny is 6'2", and is probably, from an NBA standpoint, far more challenged than even a Peyton Watson. So I'm not so sure that he is in a position to be on an NBA team solely because of his dad, and has nothing to really do with his skill set.
Knowing the headaches just trying to evaluate this kid. If you're a GM, would you stay away knowing LeBron's huge influence around the league?
Probably.
You would draft
I would probably stay away.
I would too.
I just would. Look, we've got one up the road, helicopter parent.
No, he's not a helicopter parent. That's being too kind.
Yeah.
He's not a helicopter
what
parent.
What is he?
He's a snowplow parent.
There you go. He snowplow.
He paves streets for his kids.
But the
helicopter parents hover.
Right.
And throw down suggestions.
Good.
And help their kids. Dion takes care of it for him.
The difference between Bronny and Shador and
Shador is a really
Shador
good player.
Shador is a bona fide first round draft pick.
But which parent would be more difficult?
I'm not so sure it's not going to be Dion.
It is Dion. I think it is too.
I think it probably is. But because I look at CU right now and for everything that they have done well, and I'm talking about Dion and what he has brought to that program. And if we have been hard on him before all of that, we were very supportive in just what he was able to do in terms of bringing a light and shining it on this program. There is no denying all of those things that have been done. But do you kind of, I'm at a point now where every time I hear something about CU football right now, I kind of hold my breath.
Yeah.
There's that for me now. It's like
Dan Lanning was not wrong. It is about clicks because it's certainly not about wins. It is about clicks. It's about his son having his video production company and bringing in the camera to stage something for clicks. Like, I don't know, Shador walking into his chemistry class, in which it is well known he takes all of his classes
online. Sure.
How about staging Shiloh, who is in a wee bit of financial trouble, but clearly he has the money, along with Shador, to buy daddy a house, and that was fake. That house was not bought, but it was made for clicks to show, look what the kids are doing for dad. That was fake. I can't stress that enough. That was fake. That is clicks. That is what Dan Lanning was talking about.
Right. So now you've got this situation. Now winning will take care of all of that.
No question.
I mean, you know, you go 10-2 or 9-3 or.
Here's the difference between Deion Sanders, the player, and Deion Sanders as the coach. Deion Sanders could wear all the gold ropes he wanted to, do all the rap videos that he wanted to, trash other players and other teams, and every Sunday he would back it up.
Yep.
Every single Sunday.
Period.
If you remember famously, when he was playing baseball for the Braves, he, dumped a bucket of water on, what was it, Tim McCarver?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But he could back it up.
Yep.
Now, with four wins, you can't back it up.
No.
Now, you sound like a fool. Yes, you brought a lot of attention. That's what you are. You are an attention whore. And I am not saying that loosely. You want everything to line up around you and your team. But you don't have a lot to show for it. If they start to win, everything changes.
Yep.
I'm sorry. And I'm glad that CU is back in the spotlight. They are on national television. Sorry, 7 wins doesn't impress me. It just doesn't from where you came from. 7-5 does not impress me. Deion Sanders talked and played at a Hall of Fame level. Deion Sanders is still talking, and at 7-5, you're a marginal team. That's not backing it up.
Yeah, and right. So we'll see. I mean, it is all about the W's now. I don't know how it can be about anything else. But that's a discussion for the month of August. It's coming up. We'll get there soon enough. But Bronny to me is a guy that is. I mean, I find it interesting now that all of a sudden he's pulled himself into this second round. You know, the people are identifying him as a second rounder. There was a time not long ago that nobody was even touching him, right?
Yep.
Not even touching him.
I have two words for you, and it's not NBA draft. It's transfer portal. Just get better.
Yeah.
Just get better.
And I will say this about him, based on what I've read and heard, because I've never had any experience around him, he seems more along the lines of, hey, I want to be who I am.
Right.
I will give him that credit.
Yeah, but the problem is when daddy says, I want to play with my son, I mean, you are dying in the shadow of your death, of your dad, and you're freezing to death. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Chiefs and Royals could be headed away from Missouri, and which NBA coach just received the boot? We'll talk about it next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports.
Sometimes I catch myself staring into space, counting down the hours till I get to see your face. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash. They're doing consignment right now of construction, contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call, 303-289-1600. Or if you want to still sell and you don't want to give them a call, go online, rollerauction.com/sell. In the meantime, it's always a great time at Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. It is one big party under one big roof. It's like a three-ring circus out there. And here's my favorite carnival barker in town, Chad, the owner of Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? Happy Father's Day to you both.
Thank you so much. Did we wake you, or did you actually get up for this?
No, I've been listening to you guys for the last hour.
Yeah? And anything stick out to you that you'd like to criticize about and to say your opinion is shite?
Nothing to criticize. It's a good Willie Mays tribute, and it's a sad day for Giants fans across the country, but...
No question.
Yeah, how do you feel? You're a big Giants fan.
It was a little bit before my time.
I
moved out to San Francisco in 78. So, yep. But the history of the Giants and just listening to past players and coaches when I was there in the 80s and listening to him, like, coming into the locker room and celebrating him as a true Giant legend. And it's really sad that they're doing this whole baseball thing in St. Louis or in Alabama tomorrow with the Cardinals. And it was basically for him to tribute him, and he won't be there. And,
yeah, it is.
And then to have this happen yesterday. So
I said to Bruce in the break, did Willie Mays own any other clothing color besides orange and black?
Good, man.
Because he was always in those two colors.
I never saw him in anything. Yeah, that's all I ever saw him in. So
craziest thing. You always have great live music every Friday, Saturday, no cover. Who is playing this weekend?
We have a band called the 6202 Band this fine weekend. They do a lot of pop music, dance music. One of my favorites, because they play me some Huey Lewis in the News. Mm. One of the few bands that comes through that does that for me.
Speaking of San Francisco.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. But next weekend, we have a great 90s grunge band called Anirvan's Day, which is Nirvana spelled backwards. So I tell everyone, they only come a couple times a year, but they are a phenomenal band. They're playing next Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock. No cover to get in. They'll do Nirvana, obviously, but they'll do some Creed, some Stone Temple Pilots. Anything in that genre of the 90s grunge rock, and they are an absolutely great band. Hmm. So definitely come see us next weekend for sure.
We talk about the live music, no cover a lot. We talk about your happy hour, which is the best, period, which is, every day of the week, 3 until 7, 2 for 1 on a wine, well, and drafts. But we don't get into enough about the different types of leagues that you have for everybody? What kind of things do you do, whether it's pool, darts, whatever?
Well, we have pool leagues 5 nights a week, 3 different types of skill levels, I guess we'll call it. So we kind of have like a rec league for pool, which we do Monday nights, Friday nights, Sunday nights. So anybody who's a beginner wants to get involved in it can contact me at the bar and I can get you that information. And then Tuesday and Thursday nights, we have what we call more of an advanced league and some better pool players in it. And it's more of a cash league. And definitely skill level, you probably don't want to be a beginner jumping into that. But we also do dart leagues if anyone's interested. And then every once in a while, we have a pinball league that comes through there. Oh. And I can get you that information as well. We have 5 pinball machines in there.
Which pool league would I be best at? You and I have played enough where you are very familiar with my game where I can knock in the 8 ball on the break.
I think I would put you a little bit more than that rec league. And you have some game in your pool game. Thank you. I think you would want the challenge of yourself to play on our Tuesday or Thursday league.
Do you think that I would be intimidating to others if I walked in with my own pool stick?
No. There's a lot of confidence in that room. There's a lot of good players that come play through green fields.
Yeah, never. I've certain rules. Never gamble with somebody in a game of pool when they bring in their own pool stick. Never gamble with somebody in bowling when they bring in their own ball.
Well, there you go.
And by the way, Bruce was laughing when I said, I can knock in the 8 ball on the break, right, as you're laughing right now. Chad, would you like to tell the story of how that unfolded? When we last played,
I'm telling you, Bruce, it was the uncanniest thing. He called his shot. He's like, I'm going to knock it in right now, and did it. Like, he literally called his shot to win a game and beat me. It was the craziest thing. Of course, I'm sitting there laughing like you're laughing now. I'm like, you're not making the 8 ball on the break, and he did it.
Well, do you have some kind of mojo on that you can tell us, or do you just have confidence?
I have luck. How do people find you, Chad?
They can find us on the internet at greenfieldsbar.com. We're on Twitter, or what was Twitter, now X. We're on Facebook, all over the place on Facebook, but we're at the corner of Wadsworth and 285. Come down and see us in Lakewood. We are open till 2 a.m. every day. Last calls at 1:30. Always. We don't close early. So if you're out late night and you're getting off work late from bars or restaurants around us, come down and see us. We'll be open.
See you, Chad. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chad.
All right. See you guys.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, Kansas is making a serious effort to lure the Chiefs and Royals away from Missouri. The lease on each of their Missouri stadiums runs through January of 2031, but both teams are keeping their eye on the future. Thoughts on the teams potentially moving to Kansas?
People don't know this. There's a lot of Kansas City on the Kansas side. You and I know this because we've spent a lot of time there. The Kansas side in Wyandotte County, which is over the Missouri state line, is flush with a lot of things. That's where the Kansas Motor Speedway is. The minor league ballpark is out there. I think that the women's soccer, new soccer stadium.
There's a lot more.
A lot of stuff out there.
There's a lot more empty land on that side.
Bingo. That's exactly right. And Kansas, for being kind of back-asswards in a lot of things, politically, in my opinion, the one thing that they are is fairly aggressive in things of this nature with star bonds and enticements to try to get the Chiefs and the Royals and whatever they can over there. Don't dismiss it like it would never happen. I think it's a possibility. Not out of the realm. It'd be all right. Wouldn't bother me any. I don't care.
Yep.
All righty, just in case you missed it, Monty Williams will be paid $65 million to not coach the Detroit Pistons, as he was just dismissed by the team. Detroit had the worst record in the NBA this season at 14-68. Any thoughts on the sudden downfall of a guy who was just in the NBA Finals 3 years ago with the Suns?
I don't know why. Did he just take the job as a money grab in Detroit? I mean, he was on his way out.
If somebody told you that you were going to coach for one season and then you'd be left with all that bank, would you do it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Good call. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
wasn't a money grab. They're giving him the money.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a guy. Every now and then you see a guy that you look at and say, how's he doing this? I'm not saying that he's not a good coach, but there's a part of me that looks at Monty Williams and says, how's he doing this?
All right, let's end the show on a high note. Six times this season, the Rockies have given up five or more runs in the ninth inning or later. No team has ever done that more than four times in a single season in the history of baseball. Congratulations, Dick. Congratulations, Bill. You built quite a product.
That's six games they would have won.
We're not even at the All-Star break.
Right. And they're 21 or two games under 500 and 20 and a half or 21 and a half back of the Dodgers now. But that stat alone is stunning.
Yeah. This is Bill's team, man. He's been on the job long enough. But I love those catches in the outfield.
Why do I get caught up in it?
Don't.
You're right.
That's going to do it for us. Brett, Nigel, great job as always. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Bruce, you were fantastic as always. Make it the best possible day you can.